If you like what you see, please like and share the video, and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. Those who have bought coffees since the premiere of my last video and the recording of this one are Kevin Forker, Dina and Ray, and Scott Crawford. You can also like and follow us on Facebook. The link for that is also in the description. I'm sure you've seen the reports and memes all over social media saying that scientists believe that an alien spaceship is headed towards Earth and should be here sometime in November. And they even put forth the possibility that it would be hostile. And I'm here to tell you right now that that's not going to happen, that that is not what's going on. Even if, and I want to be very clear here, even if in November all the news media outlets are saying that we've made first contact and there's live video feed of an alien spacecraft either orbiting Earth or hovering above New York or Paris or whatever, that's not what it is. If that happens, it is either a false flag, because I don't trust our government, or any other government for that matter, or it's a demonic deception. How do I know this? Because there is no such thing as aliens from another planet. As far as intelligent life out there, it doesn't exist. We are alone. Now, this is coming from a guy who grew up obsessed with Star Wars, Star Trek, Battlestar Galactica, and I was the original generation for Star Wars. I was 7 years old when the original movie came out, and it wasn't called Episode IV, A New Hope. It was just called Star Wars. All that other stuff came later. I wanted it all to be true. I believed in aliens and other civilizations on other planets for a long time. I would say probably up until just a few years ago. But theologically, I don't see how it can be. First of all, this business of other Christs and other blessed mothers on other planets is bullcrap. The idea that Jesus went to other planets and died and rose again for them. Jesus died and rose again once, the Bible is clear. And it was here on Earth. Why? Because the first man sinned, Adam. And all of creation, that's the entire universe, fell. So Jesus became man, not a Klingon or a Cylon or a Vulcan, but man, so that humans could be saved. Romans 5:18. Then as one man's trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one man's act of righteousness leads to acquittal and life for all men. The Bible talks about humanity being saved, which tells me that only humans can be saved. Demons can't be saved. Animals can't be saved, yet they suffer the effects of the fall, suffering and death. And any aliens that would exist, it seems to me, could not be saved even though they would be fallen, because they would not be descendants of Adam. So all this highly advanced technology, the curing of all diseases and the ability to manipulate space and time would be all for naught, because they would simply die and go to hell. But we don't have to worry about that because they don't exist. There are only two kinds of intelligent creatures in existence, angels and humans. Some of the angels became demons, and demons can appear as anything they want, with God's permission, of course, to lure you away from Christ. And they would rather have you chase after Bigfoot, fairies, the Loch Ness Monster, and yes, aliens, than to seek after Christ. I did a video a few years ago titled, Are Aliens Really Demons? And in that video, I talked about a group of UFO researchers called CE4. They are legit members of the alien research community, and they were tasked with researching alien abductions. And what they discovered was that the only thing that would stop the aliens from abducting a person is if that person invoked, even in their mind, the name of Jesus. It sent them running away. Now, why would highly advanced aliens from another world be afraid of the name of Jesus? Well, it's because they're not aliens from another world. They are demons pretending to be aliens from another world. Have you ever noticed that when you see these people on TV who claim to have had contact with aliens, such as abductees, and they explain why the aliens are here and what they want, they always give us this quasi-Christian narrative. Angels are aliens and Jesus was an alien. We are here to stop the apocalypse. They never say, here's how to cure cancer or heart disease or how to do interstellar travel or solve world hunger. It's always a heretical Christian message. That right there should tell you something is wrong. Remember when that family saw the aliens in their backyard in Las Vegas? Did you know they are now claiming to experience demonic activity in their home? Isn't that interesting? So yes, I believe that reported alien activity is either secret government technology, people wanting attention, psychosis, or it's demonic. And I have evidence to support the last claim. I don't need evidence for the others. But how can you say there's no such thing as aliens when we see the vastness of space, billions of planets and billions of galaxies? Surely it's not that big just for us. Well, if the current cosmology is correct, and I have my doubts, I think it's possible it was made for us. Perhaps there are planets out there in the Goldilocks zone, quote unquote, with Earth-like conditions, even animals that humans were supposed to colonize, and perhaps even Adam and Eve had the ability to go there, but since humanity fell, we lost that ability. I don't know if there's anything wrong with that theologically, and if there is, please say so in the comments, but it would explain why. So what about the government? Do I really believe that the powers that be would make a false claim like this? Yes. We know that they do false flags. They've been caught, Fast and Furious, for example. And it just seems that every time they try to pass a bill in Congress to try to limit our gun rights or take our guns away, some sort of shooting happens. It's always convenient when it happens. I didn't say any specific shooting. I didn't say anything specific. I just said I've noticed that this happens whenever they want to further the agenda to take our guns away. The one American right that is in line with Catholic principles, the right to defend yourself, is the one right they want to take away. And they're transparent with it. They said, we want to take away your AR-15s. They tried to pass a bill to take away AR-15s. That bill failed. And the next thing you know, a shooting happened involving AR-15s. And they say, see, we told you. And I didn't say which one, nor did I say that it was definitely staged, but here's the thing. They always say, well, these guns are dangerous. These guns kill people. Well, guess what? The majority of gun fatalities in the United States are the result of handguns, not any kind of rifle or anything with bump stocks. They never go after handguns. They only go after those weapons that would give us a fighting chance against an army. Isn't that interesting? And I'm just going to lay my cards on the table. I'm one of those who believes it's possible that we never went to the big luminous round thing in the sky that appears at night. I didn't say that we definitely didn't go, but a lot of things don't add up. We have NASA astronauts saying that we can't go now, that we destroyed that technology and we destroyed the telemetry data, and that humans cannot go beyond low Earth orbit, and that we don't know how to get past all the radiation between us and that object. And have you seen the lunar module? Well, I have. I went to the Smithsonian and saw it. And let me tell you, unimpressed is an understatement. I thought it must be a bad replica, but no, that was it. So no, I would not put it past the powers that be to fake an alien invasion. And interestingly, that's exactly what the conspiracy theorists have been saying would happen over the last several decades. Until my next video, God bless. Thank you.